May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from Colossians chapter 2, a really great little section of scripture that just spells out the good news so clearly. It says, "And in him you have been made complete," verse 10, "and he is the head over all rule and authority. And in him you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in the removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. And having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And when you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. When he had disarmed the rulers and the authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through Jesus." Wow. That's a really amazing set of scripture. The words here, tetelestai, well, you can't see them, it's under the covering, the word somewhere. Is the word that's translated, "it is finished," in the Greek. And it's word to be translated perfect or completed or accomplished or "it is finished." It carries the idea that a goal that you've been trying to get to has been finished, has been completed. And one of the things that they would do when a person was in serious debt and their debt was being paid off over a period of time, as a place of honor to them, they would nail the words, a sign on their doorway, tetelestai, to let people know that that debt was done, that the situation they were in was completed and finished. It's one of the meanings. So he says here a couple of things that about the gospel, about what was accomplished at the cross. He says in verse 11, "And in Christ, you and I were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in the removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith and the working of God who raised him from the dead. And when you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with Christ, having forgiven us all our transgressions." So without getting in a bunch of details, getting into the weeds, he talks about the circumcision of our body of flesh, the removal of the body of flesh. When there's circumcision, there's flesh cut away. And he says the circumcision of Christ, which is our crucifixion with Christ, he says our flesh, the body of the flesh, was cut away. It's referred to in Romans 6:6 as the body of sin. That the person that I was, who was controlled by sin, who was controlled by flesh, who could only be defined as a person in the flesh. Romans 8 talks about that. That was removed. That person was crucified. So that I would no longer have to be a slave to sin. But he also talks about we've been raised up with him, sharing now his life. So the person that I once was, a slave to sin, the in the flesh person, was crucified. And a new person was raised up in Christ, now sharing his life, free to live a whole new life, a whole new creation. So in this process of the circumcision of our flesh, the circumcision of our heart, God killed something that was old and broken, slave to sin, slave to stuff, the negative things of our personality, slave to feelings, slave to all that kind of nonsense, that person was dealt with, a new person was raised up. And then he says, having forgiven us all of our transgressions. And then he goes on, he says, And when he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through Christ. It says he nailed these decrees in verse 14. He canceled out the certificate of debt, consisting of decrees against us, which were hostile to us, and he has nailed it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. And so, sins were forgiven. The certificate of debt was nailed to the cross. It says debt paid off. The old creation that I was crucified, the circumcision of my heart, and a new person in Christ was raised up, and the enemy was publicly defeated. That's a pretty thorough victory. Satan's power taken away, flesh crucified, sins all forgiven. So I'm no longer guilty before God, fearing condemnation or eternal judgment. There's no condemnation for those in Christ. My sins are forgiven. I'm now a new creation in Christ who can live a new kind of life because the body of the flesh has been removed. And the enemy has no place in me. That's why when it says, again in verse 13, or verse 13, 14, I'm sorry, having canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile to us, he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. The scripture says that the Father made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to become sin on our behalf, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. The certificate of debt was Jesus. Like they would nail that certificate of debt on a person's door, and it would list all the stuff they owed, and then they would put another certificate on top of it and said, it's finished. Debt's been paid off. It's been done. Jesus was the certificate of debt that was nailed to the cross. And having been nailed to the cross, what Jesus cried out was, what? It's finished. The old messed up order where man is fallen and unforgiven, where the enemy rules and mankind live a life of brokenness because they're slaves to sin. That's all finished because I've been nailed to the cross. That's amazing. I just think that's extraordinary. That's what Jesus meant when he said it's finished. That whole fallen order, man under condemnation, man controlled by the flesh, Satan having rule and reign, that's all done. It's all finished. Because I was a certificate of debt nailed to the cross. And I took, and in doing so, I crucified the old, raised up the new, who's no longer under condemnation, and who no longer is under the authority of the enemy. Scripture says in 1 John 5:19 that the whole world lies under the power of the evil one, except for those who are in Christ. So we think about the nativity. God stepped out of eternity in the time and lived as a man so that we would get to this point where everything melt, that whole glob and yuck could be done away with. He came to make all things new. This scripture talks about it. For CTKers, we'll probably do this again Sunday, but with a little more detail. It's just profoundly, it's a profound little paragraph that declares to us what the gospel is all about. If you still walk under condemnation, then that's a deception. If you still think you're a slave to certain sins and you're just trying to work your way through it, that's a lie. If you still think the enemy somehow has power over you because he huffs and puffs and threatens to blow your little house down, then you're living a lie. Because Jesus undid all that. He said, all that's finished because of what he did. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.